You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Melissa Davlin, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. The Death Rattle Writers Fest is in its sixth year. The Treasure Valley-based literary festival, which embraces underrepresented groups, including LGBTQ youth, will take over downtown Nampa venues this weekend. The kickoff event will be a poetry reading at the Nampa Flying M tonight at 5:30. I'm joined in studio by festival co-founders Diana Fojone and Dig Reader. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So for folks who haven't heard about the festival, tell us about how it got started.
Well, about 6 years ago, Diana had just moved to the area from California. And we were both writers and had a lot of friends that were writers, but didn't really have any access to any kind of way to, like, promote or perform our work anywhere. So came up with the idea of putting on a festival, basically, so we'd give people the opportunity to read the work that didn't have the same kind of opportunities that maybe more professional or college-affiliated or what have you writers had at the time.
And so both of you write. Can you tell me about your backgrounds in writing?
Sure, yeah. My background is I have a bachelor's of fine arts in film and screenwriting, and then I then had a master's in creative writing as well. And I'm published on a couple of sites online.
And Dig?
I've been writing for, I don't know, 10 years, I would say, or something like that. I do a lot of playwriting and then some, like, poetry and short fiction and stuff like that.
And I have to know, how did you pick the name Death Rattle for this festival?
We get asked this quite a bit. Sometimes met with both kinds of reactions.
For the record, I think it's a fantastic name.
Thanks. That's great. So, yeah, we came up with it because we thought that the meaning of Death Rattle really fit with what we're trying to achieve here, which is the reverberation of the soul. So we thought that that encompassed writing, especially in this area, and thought that that really just hit home for fellow writers.
And you reach out to traditionally underrepresented populations who aren't always represented in literature. How does your festival reach out to those groups and those populations?
We mostly just try to be active in meeting lots of people and kind of trying to get involved in any kind of online presence of literature or poetry in the area, and try to make sure that we keep our ear to the ground to try to pick up any activity of people looking for places to get their stuff out.
Yeah, a lot of it is, you know, I'm a poet firsthand, so I read a lot of poetry online, and I read a lot of bios, and if someone really hits home to me, you know, for our keynotes, I send them a really personal message and tell them about Idaho. For locals, it's going to readings, it's meeting people, it's having opportunities to have young adults or LGBTQIA fellow people to meet and feel like there's a space that they feel like they can show their work in.
And can you talk to me about this year's poetry keynote speaker, Reika Aoki? How did you find her?
I found them actually online through a collection of Asian poets that Franny Choi compiled. And I had heard of them before and read some of their work, but then I saw a live video of them reading, and I thought it was captivating, the way that, especially the way that they describe foods. It's very personal, and the way that they describe, like, what they're feeling, how they're cooking, their narrative of their life. It has a lot of texture, sadness, also happiness. Like, it has a lot to say in such a subtle way.
And when can people see them specifically during the festival?
They are reading at Main Stage at 6 to 8 p.m., and they will be the last poet of that.
And that's on Saturday.
Got it.
At the Flying M in Nampa.
And part of your festival includes a reading tonight of erotica, and that's not necessarily what you would expect in a traditional festival lineup. What went behind that decision?
We're not a traditional festival by any means, I would say. A lot of it is, you know, we have a lot of people coming in for, you know, comics, or we have a lot of people coming in different styles. of literature or art, and I get a lot that they are worried that poetry is not digestible enough for them. So we try to find all kinds of ways for fiction and literary mediums to have fun and also have approachability for people who are getting started and say, oh, yeah, this isn't as, you know, affiliated with MFA needs to have a good time listening to literature. So the erotica is just going to be a really fun time. There's a lot of fan fiction tonight. So, you know, if you watch a show, you might get some pretty raunchy stuff about them.
And that's just one of the many offerings. You have about 24 vendors of various mediums. And you mentioned, I think, comic writers, artists, zine founders. What else might people expect if they attend the festival?
Primarily, one of the best things that Death Rattle has to offer is just a great community experience of going between venues, meeting people, hearing things that you wouldn't have heard if you hadn't have come, and kind of having experiences that you wouldn't have had otherwise. So obviously there's a lot of great events, but I think that one of the best things is just like being around the people that come to Death Rattle is a fantastic experience.
We're speaking with Diana Fojone and Dig Reader, co-founders of the Death Rattle Writers Festival. I have to know, why Nampa? Why the festival in Nampa as opposed to Boise, where we typically see artistic events like this?
I think that kind of in part answers a little bit about why we have it in Nampa. Well, first of all, we live in Nampa. I've always lived in Nampa since I've moved here. I really enjoy the pace there, especially moving from like a city where I was trying to work. I can get a lot more work done, and the networking is not that hard to go 20 minutes out to Boise. When it comes down to it, there is a huge underrepresented community in the Treasure Valley for not only literary, but art programs in general for kids, for queer individuals, for really anyone who's still even trying to pay for college. There's a dire need for arts and writing programs in the full Idaho region. And grants are not really available for Nampa, so it's hard.
So if people are interested in learning more and attending your festival, where should they go for information?
They can absolutely go to our website, deathrattlewritersfest.org, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it works just fine, I suppose. They can click on our festival link there and get our full schedule for this year's fest and check out previous year's festival information, too, which can be a lot of fun.
We've been speaking with Death Rattle Writers Fest co-founders Diana Fojone and Dig Reader. The festival is happening across venues in downtown Nampa tonight through Sunday. And thank you for listening. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright, and our digital intern is Ethan Weber. Executive producers are Tom Michael and Paul Stribling. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Melissa Davlin, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend.